Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The president of Kenya has announced that the security operation at the hotel in Nairobi, stormed by Islamist militants on Tuesday, is over and all the attackers have been eliminated. Uhuru Kenyatta said 14 people were killed.
We are grieving as a country this morning, and my heart and that of every Kenyan goes out to the innocent men and women violated by senseless violence.
The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack. From Nairobi, here's Andrew Harding.
The sound of gunfire and explosions had continued well into the morning here in Nairobi, a number of ambulances arriving at the scene. Overnight, dozens of civilians were brought out of the upmarket hotel and business park. In all, the Kenyan government says 700 people were rescued. Some had been texting relatives from their hiding places. President Kenyatta, concerned about the country's precarious tourism industry, said it was safe for foreigners to visit Kenya, but said the nation remained on the highest alert.
Police in Zimbabwe have arrested the prominent activist Ivan Muwarire. He was taken from his home in the capital Harare after calling for a stay-at-home protest against the government. Many shops and schools are closed on the third day of protests sparked by a steep rise in fuel costs and general economic disenchantment. Mobile phone networks and the internet remain blocked. Rampant inflation and dollar shortages have led Zimbabweans to accuse President Emmerson Mnangagwa of failing to live up to pre-election pledges to kickstart economic growth. The country's largest operator said he had no option but to comply with government orders to shut down its services. Australian police say they have busted a drug ring which allegedly used a flight attendant to smuggle at least $14 million worth of drugs from Malaysia. Eight people were arrested in Melbourne last week, including one employee from the Malaysian airline Malindo Air. An assistant commissioner with Australia's Victoria Police, Tess Walsh, gave details of the investigation.
This was a complex five-month operation targeting an alleged Vietnamese organised crime syndicate based in Melbourne. The syndicate was highly organised and had been operating in Australia for quite some years.
The Indian government says a record number of Muslim women have applied to go to Mecca this year to perform the annual Hajj pilgrimage without being accompanied by a male guardian. The Minorities Affairs Minister said over 2,300 women will travel independently to Saudi Arabia this year. India, home to the world's third largest Muslim population, started allowing women to go to Mecca without a male guardian last year. BBC News.